This is VOA News. Speaking of remote, I'm Marissa Melton. President Biden is expected this hour to address the nation on the evacuation effort in Afghanistan and the emergency response to the storm currently known as Tropical Storm Henri, which was downgraded from a hurricane earlier today. U.S. President Joe Biden's comments on Afghanistan will include efforts to rescue U.S. citizens and Afghans seeking special visas to leave the country. The Taliban on Sunday blamed the United States for the chaotic evacuation of tens of thousands of Afghans and foreigners from Kabul 1 week after the hardline Islamist group returned to power in a rapid victory that stunned the world. Terrified Afghans continue to try to flee, deepening a tragedy at Kabul airport where the United States and its allies have been unable to cope with the huge numbers of people trying to get on evacuation flights. Britain's defense ministry said Sunday 7 people had died in the crowds without giving further details. Journalists at the scene have reported people being crushed while others were dehydrated and terrified. The U.S. military says during the distress of evacuation, an Afghan woman went into labor on a U.S. Air Force flight. She gave birth to a baby girl in the plane's cargo bay moments after landing at a base in Germany. The crisis has led to mounting criticism of the United States and its Western allies, which this year pressed on with the withdrawal of troops from Afghanistan as the government and security forces struggled to contain rising Taliban violence. Britain's Prime Minister Boris Johnson announced G7 leaders will discuss the situation in a virtual summit on Tuesday. The U.S. has thousands of troops trying to secure a Kabul airport, has set a deadline to complete evacuation by August 31st. This is VOA News. The death toll in the major earthquake that struck Haiti on August 14th has risen to 2,207, authorities said on Sunday, as attacks on aid convoys have complicated efforts to bring relief to survivors. New bodies have been found in the south, according to the country's Civil Protection Office, adding that 344 people remain missing and more than 12,000 have been listed as injured. Search and rescue workers are continuing to pick through the jumbled mounds of debris left by the powerful 7.2 magnitude quake, but hopes of finding survivors are fading by the hour. Haitian authorities claim nearly 600,000 people were directly affected by the disaster and are in urgent need of humanitarian assistance. But efforts to deliver food, water, and medical supplies to quake victims have been complicated, not just by road and bridge damage, but by attacks on aid convoys by gangs threatening violence. The office of Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Sunday the president signed a decree imposing sanctions on Andriy Derkach, the Ukrainian lawmaker accused by the United States of being a Russian agent and interfering in U.S. elections. The sanctions include an asset freeze, a ban on capital withdrawals, and restrictions on his transferring resources of any kind. A top Ukrainian security official said in a briefing on Friday that Ukraine was sanctioning Derkach along with members of the Russian military and Russian judges. Derkach has previously denied wrongdoing and said he was being targeted for exposing corruption. Israel's health ministry says a third dose of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine has significantly improved protection from infection and serious illness among people age 60 and older in Israel, compared to those who just received two shots. The ministry released that information on its website Saturday. It broke down statistics from Israel's Gertner Institute and KI Institute, saying among people aged 60 and over, protection against infection provided from 10 days after a third dose was four times higher than after two doses. The booster also provided more protection against serious illness and hospitalization than two initial shots alone. And Don Everly, one half of the pioneering rock and roll group the Everly Brothers, has died. He was 84. Don Everly and his brother Phil Everly made a name for themselves in the late 1950s and 60s, singing of love and idealism, giving voice to multitudes of teenagers with songs like All I Have to Do Is Dream and When Will I Be Loved. In their heyday between 1957 and 1962, they had 19 top 40 hits. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.